The Crows had a convincing 112-point win over Essendon on the weekend. It was an outstanding team effort. Our next guest is all thanks to Harvey Norman Factory Outlet, the big green building at 309 South Road. His name is Daniel Talia and he joins us now. Daniel, how are you?
Yeah, good, Big and Riley. Thanks for having me.
No problems at all. Great way to follow up your victory against Richmond, which was first class, with another ruthless performance against the Bombers.
Yeah, exactly right. It was a great win on the weekend, and probably nearly another four quarter effort. We probably played 3.5 quarters, and it's probably the only second time of the year that we've had really consistent games right across the four quarters. So to be able to finish off the game the way we did and get our percentage boost was a real win for us away from home.
When you sit down and you go through the game, what was the most pleasing performance from your aspect?
I think it was just the way we were able to move the ball and lock in our forward half, and obviously winning the ground ball and tackle combo and getting back to that real midfield dominance that we pride ourselves on was probably the most pleasing thing. And our team defence has been really good over the last 2 weeks as well, so some young guys back there really stood up, and that was really pleasing from the weekend.
It's only a small negative, not a big one, but again, the starts, especially the first half of the first quarter, I think at quarter time, the stoppage count was 15-4. They were all over us for contested ball. Still work to be done there with that instant start, Tails.
Yeah, exactly right. I think we might have actually kicked the first goal, and then I reckon I turned the ball over and gave him a gift, and then we got smashed from there. So that was my fault, but I thought originally the first couple of minutes we started off well, but then we had a little lapse, that 10 minutes after we started. So, the starts are still a concern, and we've got to fix them up, but we are improving our first quarters, and we're not, going into quarter time 3 goals behind like we were early in the season. So they're slowly getting better, but, as you said, we've still got a tiny bit of work to do there.
14 different goal kickers, that was pleasing, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was exciting. We had JJ's really found some form, Joshua Jenkins up there, Eddie Best is always exciting, text all the big names, but then you've got guys like, Sloaney, Rory Atkins, Riley Knight, these guys from wings and half-forward kicking goals as well, which really helps us. We're not relying on two or three players like we probably were early in the year. So to get that spread of goal kickers, that's what the good teams do. The Hawthorns and the Fremantles and West Coast, they have, 10 plus goal kickers every week, so we're trying to follow those teams, and on the weekend that was really pleasing.
One guy we had in the votes, and he's been a pretty consistent performer for you all year, and his name's Tom Lynch. He was outstanding again on the weekend.
Yeah, he was. Tommy's a real that link in our forward line between back 50 and forward 50, and he works so hard, works his opponents over. He runs from wing to wing, and even though he doesn't get used at times, he just gives us that lead-up option. You look up and you always see Tommy leading at you. So his consistent work rate and what he's been able to achieve this year by just staying out on the field and not being injured has been pretty remarkable, and it seems he's getting better with each week and starting to hit the scoreboard as well. So he's a really valuable part of our forward line going forward, and he had a great game on the weekend.
Interesting, the game was pretty much over at three-quarter time. You had a really commanding lead. You went on to have your best ever, or the Crows' best ever, performance in the last quarter, 11 goals won, which was outstanding. What was the message? Was it about being ruthless and trying to really finish the game off?
Yeah, for us at the moment, we're just keeping things really simple, and we've just got to play quarter by quarter, week by week, and that's what we've got to do at the moment with our group. We can't look too far ahead because as soon as you do that in the AFL, you lose, and then there's no point in even talking about finals. So for us, it's just about playing each quarter out and improving as a young group and really being ruthless and getting the ball in our forward half and locking it in there and just putting on as much pressure as we can. And, the last 2 weeks, we've been able to do that for nearly four quarters. So that's a step in the right direction, and hopefully our group can take that forward in the next few weeks.
Were you surprised by the lack of resilience of the Essendon side? You got on top, and it was, in the last quarter in particular, it was just a procession.
I don't think I was surprised. I kind of feel for the guys there. They've been through a fair bit the last few years, and when you're not playing finals coming into the last few weeks, your mind can wander. The guys looked a bit flat, and obviously everything they've been through, and there's a lot of pressure on the club. It seems getting to them a bit, but they'll be better for it. They'll learn from this, and I wasn't surprised that they Probably didn't put up as much of a fight as you'd expect them to. Yeah, it's been a tough couple of weeks, and hopefully the boys at Essendon get through this and see a light on the other side of the tunnel. So, they'll be fine.
It was an interesting one. Just looking at some numbers after the game, Adelaide is, the in terms of kicking efficiency, you ranked number 18 in the competition at just over 60%. You went at 73% by foot, which was the best of any team in the AFL. You mentioned how pleased you were with your ball movement. Was it also the fact that there wasn't a huge amount of pressure on you?
Oh, I think it's a little bit of that. The pressure probably wasn't quite there from the opposition much as it has been, but also our work rate ahead of the ball. You know, to be able to hit kicks and to have clear options, you need to work really hard, and I think that's what we've been doing the last couple of weeks. And when you do get the ball, whether it's out of back 50 or on a wing, you know, there's always a clear option and you can just hit that kick. So that requires work rate and working together and blocking and doing all the team things. And I think we've really, simplified things and been able to do that the last couple of weeks, and that's probably transferred to our disposal efficiency and especially kicking. So that's an area we've been working really hard on, as you know, and we keep saying it every week that we're doing a lot of kicking and training and all the rest. And, yeah, it's starting to come through in games, which is really pleasing.
Special guest, Crow Daniel Talia. Thanks to Harvey Norman. Your last 2 weeks, you're back to your best. Kept Riewoldt to a goal. Joe Danaher, not a goal and five touches. You had a frustrating fortnight before that with injury and concussion. How are you, Tails?
Yeah, it's actually been a bit of blessing in disguise, to tell the truth, Rowie. I was getting a bit tired. Obviously this year I've had to do it. A bit more leadership stuff, and I was getting a bit tired there. So to actually get cast as silly as sound was a bit of a blessing in disguise, and I've freshened up a bit in the last few weeks. I've, really refocused, and mentally I feel really good as well. So it's really exciting back there at the moment with that back six. We got, Rory Laird, who's on fire. Brody Smith is coming back into form. Luke Brown, who's been solid all year. We've got all these young guys. Jake Lever steps into the team. Cole Hardigan as well, and have done really important roles for us. So it's really exciting to be back there leading those guys. And we, as a group, I think we're improving week to week. And hopefully, as the years go on, we can play a few more games together and, really dominate opposition forward lines. So I am feeling a bit fresher. And I've got a few massive games coming up, obviously, with Brisbane and then West Coast and Geelong. So, hopefully I can take that form forward and get a bit more of the pill and then keep shutting my opponents down, which is nice.
Excellent. Back to your absolute best, no question about that. How is the health of the group in general? Because you have been a bit flat. You've had appendicitis, you've had tonsillitis. I don't know what you had, Tails, but it wasn't terribly flash, we've heard. So are all the cold sores gone? As a group, are you healthy? That's the thing. You're coming into September.
We're back healthy. And I think, obviously, after the tragedy of Walshy, a few guys mentally were a bit tired at times, and everyone deals with it differently. So everyone seems to be getting over that day by day, and as the weeks go on, everyone's feeling a lot better and a lot fresher. And as you said, little guys have had injuries here and there, but as a group, we're really starting to get everyone back, without any injuries, and hopefully that leads to winning games and hopefully playing September later on in the year.
Just on injuries, there was a bit of speculation that Rory Sloane spent, I think, the last 7 or 8 minutes on the bench. He might have been a bit tight in the hamstring. Has he pulled up okay?
Yeah, Sloane is fine. He's just, he's such a workhorse and runs so hard, and obviously having missed, a fair chunk of the season with that double broken jaw, they've just given him a rest because we were so far up. So, yeah, he's pulled up fine, and he'll be ready to, run his butt off up and down the wings again this week. So, he's fine, and everyone's pulled up really well, which is good. So we've got to take that performance into this week and hopefully do the same at Brisbane.
And what about my boy Dougsy Douglas? When's he back?
Yeah, Dougie, I saw him train this morning. He was training the house down. So he'll be in the mix this week. I think he's got to get through the main session, and then the coaches will make a call on whether they want to risk him or not. But he's looking really good, and I'm pretty sure he's putting his hand up to play this weekend. Whether it gets over the line or not, that'll be later in the week. But he's very close.
And what have you been up to today, mate? Have you been down the club, or have you got some time away?
We've been down the club this morning. We did our review this morning, and then got over to I think it was a school in Henley and planted some trees and National Tree Day. So we did that with the kids, and it was pretty special to see them smiling and you know, put a smile on their face, sign a couple of autographs, and yeah, the kids love it. So get their hands dirty in the mud and plant a couple of trees.
Hey, that snoozer that yelled across the fence to Eddie Betts, bet you can't kick it, and put up a case of Jim Beam and Cola. Did he pay up?
I hope he pays up. I'm sure Eddie will take it off him and maybe can use it at the end of the year. But, yeah, it was a pretty special goal, wasn't it? And I think Eddie must have heard it on the sidelines because he turned around and
he did.
Like a little smirk. So, yeah, it was quite funny to watch him.
It must have been nice that the forwards finally put a couple through the middle rather than missing like last week.
Yeah, we gave him a bit of a red-up, especially Tex, and they finally kicked straight. I think it was 27-9, so pretty much the opposite to the Richmond game, which was nice. And when they kick straight, you know, as a backman, you don't have to do anything, so it's perfect for us.
Well, Daniel, thanks so much for having a chat with us, mate. Congratulations on your form. As Rowie said, your last couple of weeks has been outstanding. We hope that continues and the form of the side continues as well.
Yeah, thanks, Bix. And I just want to mention this weekend to the fans, if you could, it's cancel weekend, and we're having a game in memory of Dean Bailey. So if you could wear yellow to the ground and make a gold coin donation on his behalf, I'm pretty sure the proceeds are going to his family and helping out them and their struggles. So if everyone could wear yellow and make a gold coin donation when they come down to the ground this weekend, that'd be fantastic in memory of Bales.
Yeah, well said, Daniel. It's an outstanding charity and it's an outstanding opportunity for everyone to show their support.
We'll promote that all week.
Yes, we'll get a heap of people there, hopefully, and they'll all wear yellow and something really good will come of it for the Cancer Council and for the Bailey family.